Time now for a weekly visit with Shannon Latham, our state representative from Sheffield, who represents Hamilton County. And this week was a big week for a lot of bills going on in the state capitol. And Shannon, good morning to you.
Good morning, Pat.
Seemed like there was just about something going on every day at the state legislature. And also there was a big bill that was worked on Thursday night.
Yes, and I take it you're talking about the welfare reform bill?
Yes, that's what I was referring to.
Okay, it was a big day of debate yesterday. I'm not even sure how many bills were passed, but that was definitely a big bill.
Mm-hmm. And how did you vote for that?
So unfortunately, Pat, I had an obligation that took me out of the chamber yesterday afternoon, so I didn't get to vote for that, but I do believe that it is time for welfare reform. You know, once the pandemic happened, there were a lot of people who were added to the roster who otherwise would have been able-bodied and able to work. And so one thing this bill does is helps encourage and incentivize people who can get to work to get back to work. We all know that everywhere you go in Iowa, there's a help wanted sign hanging. And people feel good about themselves when they're able to contribute to society. And so helping those people get back to work will be a good thing. And the other thing that will do is help free up money for people who truly need it. I do believe there are people who truly need assistance, and this will help free up some of those funds to go back to them. An important provision of that bill as well was to help people get paid the child care benefits that are due to them. So there are 40,000 cases of child support, that should be paid that currently isn't being paid. And so this bill requires them to pay child support in order to get their benefits.
All right, so that was discussed yesterday. Another issue covered on Thursday was the property tax plan. As many Iowans know, they've seen their property taxes go up there, Shannon.
Yeah, and we've all been hearing a lot from our constituents recently because assessments have gone up as well. And now
Right. Assessment
amounts don't mean that that's necessarily how much your taxes are going up, but it definitely is cause for concern when people are seeing, you know, double-digit increases in those assessments. So I know that bill came out of, I believe it was the Ways and Means Committee this week, and I don't serve on Ways and Means, but that is something that the full House, I believe, will be talking about next week. So usually you say, hey, what are we going to be looking forward ahead to next week? I do believe property tax will be one of those discussions for the full chamber next week.
And there was the bill this week that focused on guns away from schools, but a training program that the National Rifle Association will be doing with these schools in Iowa. Am I correct on that there, Shannon?
Yeah, So this gun bill, there was a lot of misinformation being touted about the gun bill, but I do think that having that training will be a good thing. So it should be offered to students, and I was just looking to see what the name of that program even was. I had looked that program up online. It really talks to kids, too, as well, about what do you do if you find a gun. Representative Abdul Samad, who represents the Des Moines area, got up and spoke to the amendment that put on the gun safety education on the bill. So that did have bipartisan support and talked about the need for it. He, especially in the inner city, says, you know, kids go to parks. They go to places where they come across guns and they're not sure what to do. So that gun safety education, I believe, is a good start to help kids understand what to do and to help teach them how to be more safe and to respect guns. So that got added. And then, I guess the other thing I wanted to clarify is if you were listening to debate that night, it got to be a little bit confusing because there were people talking about the bill in ways that the bill doesn't provide gun rights. Like, this bill does not authorize people to carry guns into schools. But what it does do is let law-abiding citizens, for example, if they're dropping off their kids at the drop-off line in school, they could have a gun in their car as long as it was not visible and not loaded. So, an example, if you were going to be going to hunt, but you needed to drop your child off at school first, you could have your gun in the car, again, not visible and not loaded.
Also, we're still focusing on kids here. Shannon, there was a bill this week about having Iowa parents, their permission to have kids use social media accounts, such as TikTok and Facebook and so on.
Yes, that bill was discussed, but then it got amended. So it was not so much about, it became more about data privacy than about actually parental consent to use the bill. And it did not, it has not yet come to the floor.
Do you think that'll be coming up very soon, or?
You know, I think there's still negotiations underway. That's a bill that I haven't been involved with. So I'm not sure. We're kind of getting to that point in time in the session where we're really getting down there. So our 110th day of session, which is when our per diem expenses run out, is the very last Friday of April. Now, we know in years past that doesn't stop us. If we don't have our work done, we'll stay there until we get it done. In fact, Iowa law mandates us to have a balanced budget. And so, but we're just kind of getting to that point in the session where more focus is going on the budget. And I just am not sure if there's enough days left in the session to work out some of the concerns and compromises needed on that bill.
All right. Oh, that's where things stand on that. What's coming up this next week there, Shannon, for legislature activities?
We will definitely be talking more about budgets. Again, we have to have the balance. The budget has to be balanced before we can adjourn sine die, and sine die is adjourned for the last time of the legislative session. And so the House and the Senate need to come to agreement. The last I knew, we were about $90 million off on our budget priorities. And so a lot of work definitely is being done on the budget. And then also that includes property tax reform as well. So I think those will be the two big issues for next week.
So those will be the main issues coming up when the state House of Representatives meet again, starting on Tuesday. Or is it Monday or Tuesday?
There's no debate on Monday.
Okay. So when Tuesday rolls around, so... That's the story on that. So I wish everyone a very happy weekend. And Shannon, thanks for spending some time with us this morning.
All right. Thank you, Pat. I appreciate it. We'll talk next week.